Hi, this is Nicole. Thanks to the generous support of our listeners, you can tune into The Electric Chair Saturdays from 11 to 1.
Thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting Community Access Radio in Winnipeg, CKUW 95.9 FM.
Welcome to Square Wave. My name is Dustin Rogers, and today on the show, I'm revisiting the Sonic the Hedgehog series for the first time in almost 4 years. And you know me, I always like to do something a little bit different when it comes to big popular franchises like this. So thankfully, the Sonic series has actually a ton of ways for me to approach it. And today, we are looking at singers. Indeed, every song I'm going to play for you this hour has vocals on it. I'm calling the show The Singers of Sonic the Hedgehog. Now, it's not a great name, but I had to get the show out the door, so put the chili dog down and get ready to sing. It's another episode of Square Wave on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Yeah, what a fantastic tune. That was Escape from the City from Sonic Adventure 2, and it's the big one. A relative monster hit that everyone from the casual to the most diehard Sonic fan will recognize as perhaps the epitome of Sonic music, and it's a recipe that is pretty familiar to us today. Now, to start with, you have a great tune composed by Jun Senua, and it's one that features an approachable pop-punk sound, lyrics that sound and feel great even when they are a bit inane, and generally very strong singers. On that track, we heard Tony Harnell and Ted Poley singing together, and this recipe has been used several times, some of which we're going to dig into in a little bit. But I think what really makes this song, Escape from the City, such a popular and beloved piece of music is where players first heard it, which was probably something like 4 or 5 times over during the course of the first stage of Sonic Adventure 2, which was released on the Sega Dreamcast and the Nintendo GameCube in 2001. And in that stage, basically you have a super fast level, mostly consisting of downhill boarding sections through a city that looks a bit like San Francisco to me. I think that was intentional. And you're running through this city at such a high speed that you send parked cars flying, and you only slow down occasionally to destroy a few robots before you're off running downhill again, but this time being chased by a huge semi-truck that will pancake you if you ever run out of rings. It's intense, and it's a great way to kick that game off. If you're not familiar with the scene that I'm talking about here, it's probably worth checking out sometime, as you can see why this moment would have left a mark on players. So much so that while working on the show, when I told people that I was planning an episode on the singers of Sonic, multiple people independently mentioned this song, Escape from the City, as the first thing that came to their mind. I get it. It's a really great song, one that I've come back to many times over the years, but there is so much more here that is worth listening to. I even considered waiting until the end of the hour to play that one, you know, keep you waiting for it. But no, you've got to give the people what they want. And it is a great way to open a show, isn't it? But there's another very similar sounding song that I think was the other big contender to open with. And it's coming right up. When I'm back, I'll tell you more about the people behind the music you're hearing. You're listening to Square Wave on CKUW 95.9 FM. It doesn't matter that song sounds a lot like Escape from the City, since that version that we just heard was actually a re-recording of It Doesn't Matter, which prominently features the pop-punk sound that the second game leaned into heavily. The original version, however, which is played over the end credits of Sonic Adventure 1, is a straight-up hard rock song and quite a bit different from the newer arrangement that we just heard. Now, I am going to play for you the original version shortly, but first, just who composed these songs, and more importantly for this show, who is singing them? Well, as I mentioned in the last segment, these songs were composed by Jun Senua, a Japanese guitarist and composer at Sega, who has gone on to be probably the third most popular composer associated with the series, after Masato Nakamura and Michael Jackson, of course. Check out episode 5 of the Square Wave podcast feed for that whole story. Anyway, this puts Senua into some pretty elite territory when it comes to video game composers. Even though his name may not ring a bell as much as some others in this echelon, I think that he'd be more recognized perhaps by his band name, Crush 40, which is a two-piece consisting of Senua and Johnny Gioeli on vocals. Now, more on him later. Anyway, Senua was the lead composer of Sonic Adventure 1 and 2, Sonic Heroes, and Shadow the Hedgehog, and he contributed to a bunch of other games in the series as well. Now, since 1998, No one has been more synonymous with Sonic music than Jun Senua, and it's easy to see why. As a young boy, Senua began playing the piano at the age of 3, but it was after moving to Panama at the age 12 when he discovered MTV and became a devotee of rock music. Quickly, he began teaching himself to play the electric guitar and made his first original recording at age 17. Now, after graduating from university in 1993, Senua shopped his demo tapes around to game companies like Namco and Sega. As fate would have it, Sega recognized his potential and hired him as a composer. 5 years later, after working on multiple projects for Sega through the 90s, Senua was chosen to be the lead composer and sound director for Sonic Adventure. And although it wasn't the first Sonic game to feature Redbook audio, it was billed as Sonic's proper 3D debut on the level of a Super Mario 64 and a great reason to own a Dreamcast. Expectations for Senua could not have been higher here, and what he delivered exceeded expectations so much so that he was awarded with the title of sound director on the series, a massive and well-earned role for the composer who was only 29 years old at the time. Now, as I mentioned, the original version of It Doesn't Matter appears in Sonic Adventure as Sonic's theme. Here it leans more into the hard rock sound of Senua and Crush 40, although it's perhaps less catchy than the earlier tracks that we've heard and certainly the other version. It's nonetheless a wonderful glam rock anthem, and it's one of the most influential songs in the series. I'm going to play that for you now, then it's back to the catchy pop punk sound of Sonic Adventure 2 that was revisited in Sonic Heroes with the song We Can. Then on the other side, I'll tell you more about who these wonderful singers are. You're listening to Square Wave on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. We'll be right back. Okay, all right, the rumors are true. I unabashedly love that cheesy pop punk sound. I do not care that it is clearly cliched rock mumbo jumbo with the odd mention of a Sonic character thrown in. It just sounds good on my ears. Compared to other quote-unquote actual rock music, it is sickly saccharine and generically themed. But taking on its own merits, and especially compared to other quote-unquote actual songs found in video games, I think this hits a balance between earnestness and self-awareness that is just right. And a big part of this is owed to the composer Jun Senua, who I covered in the previous segment, but also to the singers, who absolutely commit to the bit. It doesn't matter that the songs are romps. The vocal duo of Tony Harnell and Ted Poley hold nothing back on these tracks. And of course, they are both accomplished rock vocalists on their own, both born in America in 1962, and, would you guess, both glam rock singers whose heydays likely ended with the 1980s. Tony Harnell is best known for his work with the Norwegian band TNT, as well as a brief stint with Skid Row about 10 years ago. While Ted Poley is the frontman for the band Danger Danger and was briefly the drummer of Lush in the early 80s, if you can believe it. And together with the rock stylings of Jun Senua, there is no question that these two vocalists defined the sound of Sonic for the first decade of the new millennium. I do think, however, that this sound, which again I totally love, is maybe a bit too poppy for Senua, whose roots seem to be more in a hard rock style. You see, his band, Crush 40, doesn't typically sound like this. You can easily tell a Crush 40 from these ones that are more upbeat and approachable. And as good as the songs that we've heard are, as good as Tony Harnell and Ted Poley are at singing them, there's an argument to be made that Crush 40 and its singer, Johnny Gioeli, are the true definitive sound of Sonic. And big-time Sonic fans will already know what I'm talking about. Tracks like Open Your Heart and Live and Learn are absolute headbangers. But you don't have to take it from me. I'm going to play them, and you can hear the difference for yourself. Notice how much heavier the sound of Senua is when it's his band writing a Sonic the Hedgehog song. Now, more on this after the set. You're listening to Square Wave on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Water rise, lava shine. Now that, I think, is for many fans of the Sonic Adventure games, that is the definitive sound of the Sonic generation of this era, which is now more than 20 years old. And I'm, of course, talking about the band Crush 40. They're a collaborative effort between Jun Senoue and Johnny Giulli. And they're the group behind the two songs that we just heard, Open Your Heart and Live and Learn. And it's fair to say that Crush 40 has been a huge, huge influence on the lives of many a Sonic the Hedgehog fan. And once again, a large portion of the credit is due to Jun Senoue, the sound director for the series, for striking out into the genre of hard rock and away from the melodic jingles of the earlier games. It was a bold direction to take the music for this game, and its enduring legacy proves just how successful that it was. Now, of course, the other half of this equation is Johnny Giulli's energetic and raw vocals as he growls and howls his way all over these tracks. And like the previous singers mentioned, Giulli didn't just appear out of the blue. He'd been mastering his craft for well over a decade by the time he recorded them. Now, Giulli had been performing since age 11, having formed the 90s rock band Hardline alongside his brother Joey Giulli. Well, wouldn't you know it, Hardline was actually quite popular in Japan, and Jun Senoue is a big fan. And when Senoue was given the monumental task of making the music for Sonic Adventure, he knew it needed an authentic rock vocalist to deliver on his vision. So how did the two get connected in the first place? Well, the story goes that Jun Senoue was working with Doug Aldrich of Whitesnake on another project, and Senoue asked Aldrich to connect him to Giulli over the prospect of providing vocals for his projects for Sega. Now, Giulli was interested, and particularly so, when he heard that he'd have access to storyboards and would essentially co-write the songs with the Japanese composer. He was all in. And then sometime around 1998, during the development stage while working essentially on the music for Sonic Adventure, Giulli suggested to Senoue that they should form a band, something for fans to connect with that was, you know, beyond just a list of contributing artists. Well, Senoue loved the idea, and so just like that, Sons of Angels was born. But, wait a sec, it turns out that there was already a band named Sons of Angels, so Giulli suggested the name Crush 40, which he says is because he never wanted to turn 40. He's 57 now, by the way. And that, my friends, is the story of how the band came to be. Now, together, the two of them form Crush 40. They've contributed many tracks to the Sonic games over the past 25 years. They performed live together many times as well. And when it comes to name recognition, there is no other act more closely associated with Sonic the Hedgehog. So it would be a shame to only hear two tracks from them. Well, like I said, Crush 40 have written many tracks for the games over the years, but what I've got to play for you now is a re-recording of the song Sonic Boom, which was originally composed by Spencer Nilsson and performed by the British jazz vocal trio named Pastiche. And it appeared in the 1993 game Sonic CD, where the original track takes the elements of, you know, 80s rock and synth pop. The version by Crush 40 is more in line with the other work from the band, some of what we just heard. And they ditched the vocal harmonies of the earlier version in favor of Giulli's raspy roar and Senoue's screaming electric guitar. Now, this version of the song first appeared on the album Sonic the Hedgehog CD, original soundtrack, 20th anniversary edition, and I've got it coming up for you right now. You're listening to Square Wave on CKW 95.9 FM.
You're strong, you can
You know, I think I'm all rocked out after that one. But what an incredible track, eh? First of all, Johnny Giulielli just nails it. And Jun Senoue, for his part, has once again taken what was already a pretty solid and significant song in the Sonic series canon and just transformed it into something that wouldn't have felt out of place on rock radio stations the world over. But it is time now to move on to other genres. If you're just joining me this hour, I'm taking a look at the singers featured in Sonic the Hedgehog games, and I have just scratched the surface here. In fact, all but two of the songs have been from either or both Sonic Adventure 1 and 2, and I still have more to play from the series, but we are moving on from the rock stuff now, because that genre seems mostly to be associated with Sonic. There are other characters in the game with their own unique music as well. So let's get into some of what those are. Probably the most significant one of these that I can think of is Knuckles the Echidna. His stages brilliantly feature a hip-hop sound along with R&B elements that make what we're about to hear sound wildly different from what's come so far. So get ready for some musical whiplash. This song is from Sonic Adventure. It's called Unknown from ME. And it features an impressive vocal performance from Marlon Sanders and Lucan Outdawsman spitting rhymes from the perspective of the Knuckled One himself. So check it out, and I'll let you know about them on the other side. You're listening to Square Wave on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Tougher than leather, you can call me Knuckles. Unlike Sonic, I don't chuckle. I'd rather flex my muscles. I'm hard as nails, it ain't hard to tell. I break them down whether they solid or frail. Unlike the rest, I'm independent since my first breath. First test, feel the right, then the worst left.
Born on an island in the heavens. The blood of my ancestors flows inside me. My duty is to save the flower from evil deterioration, yeah.
I will be the one to set your heart free, true. Cleanse yourself of them evil spirits that's in you.
Streaking lights, loud sounds, and instincts are the elements that keep me going. I am fighting my own mission. Nothing's gonna stand in my.
Your heart free, true. Oh, cleanse yourself, yeah, with them evil spirits that's in you.
Won't be frightened, I'll stand up to all the pain and turmoil. Just believe in myself, won't rely on others. If this power to wipe out the havoc and anarchy, this is my planet, gonna fight for my destiny.
Here I come. Tougher than the rest of them, the best of them, tougher than leather. You can call me Knuckles. Unlike Sonic, I don't chuckle. I'd rather flex my muscles. I'm hard as nails, it ain't hard to tell. I break them down whether they solid or frail. Unlike the rest, I'm independent since my first breath. First test, feel the right, then the worst left.
I have no such things as weak spots. Don't approve of him, but gotta trust him. This Elias has a purpose. This partnership is only temporary, yeah.
I will be the one to set your heart free, true. Cleanse yourself of evil spirits that got in you.
Be fighting, I'll stand up to all the pain and turmoil. Wipe out the havoc and anarchy. This is my planet, gonna fight
stand up to all the pain and turmoil. Just believe in us, don't rely on others. We all will be waiting when serenity is restored. This is my planet, I shall not surrender. Yeah! Shall not surrender, no. Yeah! Woo! Woo! The new porcupine on the block with the puff chest. Out the wilderness with the ruggedness. Knock, knock his knuckles. The blow thrower. Independent flower. Magical emerald holder. Give you the colder shoulder. My spike goes through boulders. That's why I stay a loner. I was born by myself. I don't need a posse. I get it on by myself. Adversaries get shelved.
Welcome back to Square Wave, where I am playing the singers of Sonic the Hedgehog this hour. And lo and behold, here we have another fantastic track that somehow continues to stick the landing, I think, in terms of hitting that sweet spot musically. It is delightfully cheesy. It feels like an instant guilty pleasure song, you know? And those voices we heard, well, they have some interesting stories behind them too. Let me start with the first and last voice that we heard there on the song, the rapper Lucan Outdawsman, who sometimes goes by the name Dread Fox, which is what he's credited as here on the soundtrack, by the way. Anyway, Outdawsman is a voice actor as well as a rapper, having provided the voice for the titular character in the Parappa the Rapper series. Unfortunately, it seems that he has used his talents to get himself in some hot water, allegedly. And I really want to emphasize allegedly, because the source for this is a blog post and a couple of Facebook chat screenshots from 2013. Anyway, they allege that Outdawsman scammed the blogger, who was a university student at the time, out of $100 on the promise to do some voice work. I don't know if anything further came of this, and Outdawsman's internet presence has sort of dwindled since then. And the last anyone seems to have heard from him, the rapper, is in 2021 or so. I'm sure that his fans are wishing him the best right now. Let's move on now to talk about Marlon Sanders, who's the powerful singer we heard on that song, Unknown from ME. And his debut was in 1994 when he formed one half of Jazz Hole, acid jazz band, and began releasing a string of successful albums over the next several years. In 1998, Sega approached him to work with their Sonic team to lend his pipes to their game soundtracks. And, you know, thank goodness he said yes, because his voice work is really doing a ton of heavy lifting when it comes to making these songs come alive. I just want to share a few more trivia tidbits about Saunders. Did you ever see that movie Enchanted with Amy Adams? Well, there's a scene in it where Sanders appears as a calypso singer and he co-performs That's How You Know with Amy Adams. Pretty interesting stuff to hear that. I had to go back and watch that scene. It's pretty great. But later on in Saunders' career, he toured with Stevie Wonder as the choir director on the Songs in the Key of Life tour. And Saunders has worked with other acts, very popular acts such as Sam Smith, Bastille, Logic, and Andrea Bocelli. In fact, today Saunders has earned the title Professor of Voice at the Berklee College of Music. The man can sing. He's so good, in fact, that when Sega went to remix the songs from Sonic Adventure for the second game, they called Saunders back, but not Lucan Outdawsman. That's right. So this song, like Sonic's theme from earlier, it has two versions as well. So both were composed by Kenichi Tokoi, and as mentioned, both feature Marlon Sanders giving us his lung workout. But the second time around, Sega went with a rapper named Hunted P. Now let me take a quick break to gather my notes on him as we listen to the Unknown from ME remix featuring Marlon Sanders and a new voice, Hunted P. You're listening to Square Wave on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Okay. Shining, but every time he looks, the sun can't find it. Is this
That was Unknown from ME from Sonic Adventure 2. And as mentioned, the rapper we heard there was Hunted P. Now, fans will recognize his voice from other famous Sonic songs, like the song from Pumpkin Hill, which is actually called A Ghost Pumpkin Soup. But I am quickly running out of time, so let me tell you what I know about Hunted P. Emmanuel Armogam, who performs as Hunted P, which is short for 100%, of course, he started his rap career as the protege of record executive and music consultant Steve LaBelle, the former manager of Bone Thugs and Harmony, and Sean Kingston, I guess. Anyway, one day, probably in late 2000, Sega's record label, Wavemaster Records, contacted LaBelle looking for somebody who could rap on their upcoming game, and at the time, LaBelle connected them to none other than Hunted P. Now, according to the young rapper, he was given just one day to write the lyrics for the songs that he performed. What he wrote was pretty remarkable, if that's true. All things considered, these are widely beloved tracks. The way that Hunted P is able to use his voice to deliver this uptight Knuckles energy, it really hits the right note again for this soundtrack. But unfortunately for Hunted P, this was probably the pinnacle of his rap career. Since in March 2014, Hunted P was arrested for felony weapon possession, a charge for which he apparently served about 18 months and was released the next year. So whatever, right? It's time to move on. But more recently, in May 2020, Hunted P took to Twitter to demand that Sega properly compensate him for his work on Sonic Adventure 2, claiming that the company never actually paid him for his work on the game. Now, I have to say, this is probably not true, and it conflicts with statements Hunted P himself made in 2016, where he said that he was paid for the work. I mean, overall, I think it's just really sad to see what happened to these rappers, Lucan O'Dosman and Hunted P, because I think there's enough of a Sonic fandom to go around to support these guys if they ever did the work. And rather than cover stuff like this, I'd be twice as happy to tell you that they went on to enjoy great success somehow. But so far, it hasn't been in the cards. Maybe they'll give me an excuse to revisit this work again in the future. And speaking of which, you know, there is much more to cover on this topic. I didn't even cover really the singers of Sonic so much as I did the singers of Sonic Adventure. So that's my bad. I didn't use my time efficiently, I guess. My original plan for this episode featured more from Sonic CD, and not just the original version of Sonic Boom, but a song called Cosmic Eternity, Believe in Yourself as well. I didn't even get to my personal favorite Sonic soundtrack, which is Sonic R, which is a soundtrack I've actually played before on CKUW, something like 10 years ago when I did a few VGM fill-in shows one summer. The whole reason I picked this show was to get that soundtrack on this new feed, but hey, here we are. I'm out of time. So I'll have to make a plan to revisit it somehow, some way. I don't know. For now, I will leave you with a few more tracks from Hunted P. You know, if I'm not going to be able to sneak those other soundtracks in, I might as well be consistent, right? So this is the aforementioned A Ghost Pumpkin Soup and Dive Into the Mellow from Sonic Adventure 2, and they're performed by Hunted P. Thanks for listening to Square Wave on CKUW 95.9 FM, and I'll see you next week.
You know me, the fighting freak Knuckles, and we're at Pumpkin Hill. You ready? I ain't gonna let it get to me, I'm just gonna creep. Down in Pumpkin Hill, I got to find my lost piece. I know that it's here, I can sense it in my feet. The great Emerald's power allows me to feel. I can't see a thing, but it's around somewhere. I'm gonna hold my head, cause I have no fear. This probably seems crazy, crazy, a graveyard theory. Our ghosts try to approach me and got leery. Asked him a question and he vanished in a second. I'm walking through valleys, crying pumpkin in the alley. Didn't seem happy, but they sure tried to get me. Had to back him up with a fist metal cracker. I'm hearing someone saying, you a chicken, don't be scared. It had to be the wind, cause nobody wasn't there. I searched and I searched as I climbed up the wall. And then I started to fly, I went in deeper. Let it get to me, I'm just gonna creep. Down Pumpkin Hill, I got to find my lost piece. I know that it's here, I sense it in my feet. The great Emerald's power allows me to feel. I can't see a thing, but it's around somewhere. I gotta hold my head, I have no fear. It probably seems crazy, crazy, a graveyard theory. A ghost try to approach me, he got leery.
out the dark. I'm in a deep cut. I'm seeing skulls that burn. They trying to cut me off. Avoiding my luck. I'm feeling kind of stuck. I'm in narrow hallways, running like it's a ball game. Hand tracks be tracking me to different doorways. In a maze, and I don't know what to do. Guaranteed though, I'ma find the emeralds. Knuckles for nothing, I can't lose. Sure, bees fighting with them foes all the time, but I gotta do it, they always stay out of line. Sometimes I wanna just chill and land, but I'm the protector of the emeralds and gems. Stay knuckled up in a deep cut. I'm seeing skulls that burn, they trying to throw me off. Avoiding my luck, I'm feeling kind of stuck. Don't call me knuckles, give me a box.
Yo, if you're a fan of that old school hip hop flavor that involves cutting, scratching, and mixing, and enjoy that era of the 80s, 90s, and underground scene, make sure you tune in every Saturday night between the hours of 8 and 10 p.m. Central for Redbox Radio 95.9 FM, CKUW. I myself, DJ Platform, has got you covered, man. Give me the best of the best, whether it's album reviews, interviews, personal favorite albums, or tracks that I recommend for you to hear. Make sure you tune in every Saturday night, 95.9 FM, CKUW.
Working out in a gym or playing sports is a great way to get active, but it's not your only option. You need to stay active to be healthy. Physical activity is good medicine. Fit it in whenever and wherever you can. Try taking stretch breaks at work. Take the stairs or have a walking meeting. Use active transportation. Bike, walk, or rollerblade to get where you're going. Canoe, kayak, or swim. Or just pick up the pace in everything you do. You're always surrounded by ways to get active, so go for it. Visit heartandstroke.mb.ca for tips on healthy and active living.